This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What if this episode and all... Okay, what?
That's my stage warm-up.
What was that?
You said I need to up the energy because I was just too tired. I was yawning.
So you slapped your face?
I yawned 6 times. That's one orgasm.
Welcome to Punch Up the Jam. That's not really what this episode is today.
Today's episode is called The Secret Garden.
Today's episode is called Unpunchables. Thanks for asking.
This one's called Tony Plug's Secret Chamber.
That was the sequel we deserve to the Chamber of Secrets.
T-O-N-I-I. Plug.
You're spoiling my first song. Okay, that's going to confuse everyone. Today's episode is different. It's not main feed format. If you are looking for that, listen to one of the other 17,000 episodes available.
This is only available on Close Friends Instagram stories.
This is the Close Friend Instagram stories of this podcast. This week we are getting casual with our cool friend.
I have 14,000 people on my Close Friends Instagram.
I just tried introducing you as a cool friend, and
you
that's
did?
The first thing you have
oh,
to say.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Proving my point, it's Chris Fleming. Hi.
Bonjour.
I think you should match my energy there. Ready? I'm going to do it again. It was very hot.
Okay.
I'm trying a new persona where I just sound hot.
Okay.
This episode needs to be locked in a vault for approximately 1 week. Okay, ready?
This I'm trying to be put in the lobster tanks.
Hi. So what are we doing today? Well, we are going to give you some songs to listen to if you want to.
Are you holding a shovel?
Don't ask me questions you don't want to know the answers to.
Are you mulching?
I'm just getting the sawdust out of the truck. It's a metaphor I won't explain. Today we're going through 3 songs each, taking turns, because honestly, I don't know what else to do this week and this feels right. No, who's anyone partying? Does anyone feel up for a party? I don't know. Probably not. I hope not.
Are you still in Tampa?
Never left. Yeah. I've been on a sea-doo in the ocean for 3 weeks. You're not supposed to take these things to the deep blue sea. I can't find my way home. They said bring a compass, but I brought the kind you use to draw a perfect circle in science class.
The Sea-Doo is kind of like a sea trolley, right? Because it shoots up the line of water, like the way that a trolley is attached to the, you know, how
electrical lines.
Yeah. Is that what a Sea-Doo is?
I don't know. It just sounded like a fun word. I don't know anything I've said, which is exactly why we're giving you this little playlist of ours. It's 3 songs, okay? It's one song to get the party started.
To get the party kicked off.
Second song to keep this party going.
This is the sustaining party number.
And the third song?
Everyone out.
Get the fuck out.
Get out.
Again, this is not a real party because we're in a pandemic, you motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah. This isn't appropriate.
I'm just kidding. They're not. They know. None of them are motherfuckers. If anything, they're fatherfuckers, but that's why we like them. The point is, you need to have a party in your head. This is the playlist for you. If you wanted a regular episode, I'm sorry.
Or think about like planning parties after all this is over, because that's going to have to be like, there's going to be a lot of competition for really bumping parties.
Oh, we should throw one. We should sell tickets and throw one.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes peeled. For the Robert Eggers Punch Up the Jam crossover event of the century. Willem Dafoe outside in a hole. You throw dirt in his mouth to get in. That's the password. Okay, so who wants to get started with this amazing party?
I do.
Who said that?
This guy Michael that's over there.
Michael, the engineer of this podcast before the pandemic?
No, he's really small and he's really mean.
Oh, John Travolta's Michael. I saw that movie.
Yeah, the one that can... He turned back the clocks? That's phenomenon.
Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
You can go first.
I think you should go first.
Sure.
You're the lady.
I've thrown... how many bachelorette parties do you think I've thrown in my life?
17.
No, 3.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
That really...
I fucked up. That can we try again?
Do it again. Do it pulls again. The sod out from under my mini golf.
Oh God, I'm sorry. Please do it again.
How many mini golf?
How many mini golfs have you had? I've had to guess. I'd say zero, considering the way you just spoke about mini golf.
Listen to me. I've had one glass of white Zinfandel yesterday, and I'm in bad shape. So, this first song, is. I put this on with a bunch of my guy friends once in a dance studio. And
that's before, the toughest group to get to dance.
We were all equally tall. And, seriously. And then
you're making
put
things
this,
harder.
And we just kind of did laps around the dance studio listening to this. It's called Trying to Get Over, and it's by D-Train, edited version. And it's about 16 minutes. It's like, well, I think it speaks for itself. Let's kick it.
Oh my God.
This is what you get the neighbors poking their heads out the window.
Wait, this rules.
This, yeah. They keep blaring. I don't think there's vocals for about 8 minutes.
Wait, this is, okay, I'm trying to visualize the party you're throwing with this song. It's just a bunch of tall men running laps in a dance studio.
Sorry, no, that was just an anecdote that I have about this song. No, it's not just a party for... This is the kind of a party is people a misnomer when people are throwing a party is they think that it's about people dancing together. It's not about that. It's about everybody dancing completely by themselves.
Do you mind if I fade it for a second?
Yeah.
You do mind?
Yes.
Okay, I won't. I'm sorry.
Can we do the opposite of fading it?
That's too loud. Get the fuck out of here. What I need to tell you is that I'm trying to imagine the party you're throwing where this is the very first song. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, all I keep seeing is that everyone at the door is supplied with a cake cone full of rainbow sherbet ice cream.
For me, the sherbet king. Now, the last party I threw pre-coronavirus, this was the song that was playing in the beginning. And it's about the people putting together the party. And I had a guest book that I made everyone sign.
Oh my God.
At this party. And this is more about the hosts kind of getting together, kind of grooving around, hanging stuff up. This was the same party that we also had cellists playing in the bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cellists. I'm sorry to fade you out, D-Train. I'm looking at the album cover now. This has a secret. Y'all, look this up. What did he do and who did he do it to?
His secret is that he has no handle on graphic design because the D on D-Train... is not well yeah it does not match the rest of the font so yeah
D-Train trying to get over
it's this giant
secret I'm carrying with me everywhere I go.
You know what's important to me about that song?
I'm gonna guess it's that synth hook.
It's undeniable.
Oh, I love that Robin
song. Even if you're tired.
What?
Nothing. Even if you're tired and you're playing that?
What just happened? Why did you get so upset?
Nothing. You startled me.
The mention of Robin and you just went ghostly white. Are
it's
you
6
okay?
a.m.
It's not 6 a.m.
Yes, it is. Where are you? You're in Tampa time. I'm in real time.
What is it that you like most about this song? It's undeniable.
It's undeniable. See, that's the problem. You want people to be partying because you plan a party, and then when the time the party comes, you need to be. Unless you're Eckhart Tolle, you're gonna. The closer you get to getting in the water, the colder your toes are gonna get. You're not gonna want to have it.
Wait! I need to unpack what you just said. I don't know if you. Heard.
I had Zinfandel yesterday.
The closer you get to the water, the colder your toes are gonna get.
You know when you want to go, you think you want to go to the beach, and then you show up to the beach. And you're like, the closer you get to the water, it gets exponentially, it seems like a worse and worse idea.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I recently got into a body of water where the sole intention of swimming, mm-hmm. went up to my knees, mm-hmm. stood for 10 minutes.
You went up to your kneelers?
I would say I went within 2 inches of puss. And I still got back out and said, nah, not today. Bye-bye, water.
Let me ask you this. Were you wearing KPs?
KPs?
Knee pads. So what I like about what I
no, we're moving on. You can't follow knee pads.
Oh, okay.
Especially because for my first song.
Oh, sorry. What's your first song?
You're gonna need them.
Okay.
And just so you know, when I said need, I mentally was spelling it K-N-E-E-D. Thank you so much. Because my first song, I'm not looking to encourage, what was the word you were looking for? Undeniability. Mm-hmm. I'm not even necessarily wanting everyone to flock to the dance floor. My only goal is instilling a sense of mystery into every guest.
Mm, love that.
Which is why my first song starts like this.
Oh, shit.
For those of you who don't know, this is, of course, the pan flute solo that kicks off Peter Gabriel's classic Sledgehammer.
The Rainforest Cafe theme.
The entire franchise spun off of this song, little known fact.
My friend Rory did this song in karaoke, like, the night before quarantine hit.
That should be illegal, unfortunately.
Yeah, I've
unless you're Harry Styles, he does an incredible exact copy cover of this song on Howard Stern. Listen
and is that plagiarism of it?
And what's so crazy is this part of the song is like an a fake intro to the actual song that starts here. You could have a steam train. Mm. That's like, it reminds me of James Blunt being like, my life is brilliant, like two bars early.
What was the word you said? Was that brilliant?
You don't know. The beginning of You're Beautiful by James Blunt, he comes in too early and he's like, my life is brilliant. And then like the producer or somebody's like, no, not yet, James. Not yet. And he's like, oh, my bad. Stays quiet for another 40 seconds. My life is brilliant.
Yeah, he was warming up.
My love is pure. Anyway, let's get back to Peter. Oh. Going up and down around the bend. What? Okay, so this
I've
song.
Never looked at Peter Gabriel.
He's like kind of hot and a real. What was that?
So.
Kurt Loder, the MTV DJ.
Yeah,
they have a real similar energy.
He's hot in a Kurt Loder way.
Oh, this part. You're telling me you're not doing Loder high kicks to this?
Why was Kurt Loder always in the shadows? He was always in like a black velvet. Scene.
You're talking over the Kool-Aid Man part of the song. Yeah. Yeah, what's he say?
Oh, yeah.
That's this part of the song. That's why the song's called Sledgehammer.
Was this song made in GarageBand?
I think it was made inside of a synth pad designed to make the Pocahontas soundtrack.
Yeah.
I love this song, unironically. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. I know everyone wants him to be talking about his weenie, I guess. I'm not sure. We probably should do a main feed episode about this song, but not today.
About his weenus? Yeah. I like this as a party starter, kind of. It seems...
It's freaky. It's a freaky tune.
Freaky.
It's a little freaky tune.
Yeah, it's totally freaky.
And if they throw out another pan flute solo towards the end of the song, it's like, not one, but two in a rock classic?
Yeah. It's got a little bit of a bubblegum shrimp vibe to it. Like, if I walked into a place that was playing that, I would think that it's a bit of a chain restaurant.
You're flipping the sign over on your table to say, stop, Forrest, stop. And they're like, oh, how can we help you today? Did you need more grits? And what was Jenny's son's name? For absolutely no prize at all. I remember one time, wait, quick sidebar.
What did Jenny wish she was so she could fly far, far away? A bird.
Okay, sidebar from the sidebar. Isn't that line also in The Notebook? Back to my original sidebar. I went to a bubblegum shrimp co, the one on the Santa Monica Pier, for one of my birthdays, one where I was way too old. I think I was like maybe 24.
45.
I was 46 years old. And my parents were there with me, just us three having a lunch or dinner, perhaps. Anyway, for some reason, the waiter found out it was my birthday, despite the fact that I very much tried to keep that information
from
him.
You don't say waiter anymore.
What do you say?
Waitress.
My mistake. The waitress found out it was my birthday, and not only that, for some reason assumed it was my 21st birthday, which it was not. And so they find out it's my birthday, and they go, hey, everybody! They turn to the packed dining room again on the Santa Monica Pier, and they made me stand on a chair, and they said, hey, everyone, it's, what's your name? Miel. Miel's 21st birthday! I was like, it is not! Shaking my head, no. Everyone goes, happy birthday,
there's been a misunderstanding.
Miles!
When did I ever tell you when I was like, I'm sure I've talked about this before.
What?
I'm not going to talk about it right now.
You have to.
No, I
don't
want to.
You can't edge the listeners.
No, it's literally a 30-minute story.
Yeah, and guess what? This episode is about nothing.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, fine. Are you kidding? This is all an elaborate ruse to get everyone right towards the edge of their seat? Just like I stood on mine for my non-21st birthday?
Yeah. What birthday was it?
Again, I think I was 24. Maybe 25. Maybe 31. I don't know. Who's to say? Okay, what's your next party song? Keep this party going.
This is the song that's going to, it's going to put, yeah, it's going to sustain it. Keep the jumper cables on the energy, and it's With Every Heartbeat by Robin.
That's why you went white as a ghost when I said Robin.
That's right, but I didn't want to ruin the surprise.
You didn't. Wow, this is a slept on Robin song.
This is a great, like, this is going to kind of cut through the fat of, like, social niceties, and you're going to, it's just going to get to your desperation, and I think that's really important for the floor.
I don't have any desperation, unfortunately.
Oh, you don't?
I don't know what that's like.
Oh, wow.
Again, I spent my 24th birthday at Bubba Gump's with my parents. I love the slow burn.
One time I was throwing a party for my friend Blaine. It was called Go Bananas with Blaine. And we hung on these bananas around his house. And we went to get ice because we were out of ice. And we were, and my friend Dick, he would make all these mixes. And he introduced this to us that night. And it's on the way there. And it was a very, it was a good omen for the night. Actually, it wasn't, but it got me too excited, actually, for the party, and then I was overserved.
You say that, but I think you meant you drank too much yourself.
Well, when I say I was I overserved myself, of course.
Really, yes. Passive tense there.
Yes.
The thing about this song is if you took the vocal
passive
off,
voice.
You are fighting an eel in a sand temple. That's the kind of party I want to go to.
Yeah. Or it's one of those eels that's made up of a bunch of different balls that each one keeps exploding.
Snake.
Yeah, a sand snake.
This kind of song, the party that would keep going from a song like this is one where at least half the dance floor is crying. What kind of party are you throwing?
This is going to clear the dance floor of the people you don't want in the dance floor.
Oh, that's a good party clearer.
That's
yeah.
Huge, that's really important. That's why you don't,
That's what I do sometimes with, like, an outlandish comment. So I'll just yell it, like...
Clear the room.
Like, I remember at a Dodger game once, I kept screaming, I'm a congenital twin! And I don't think that means anything. I just made it up. But people who laughed, I was like, we're cool. People who were mad, I was like, well, we wouldn't have been friends anyway. Oh, this song slaps.
Yeah.
This is a great tune.
Thanks.
I just feel like Robin, for as praised as she is, still doesn't get enough recognition.
Oh, totally.
Okay, you ready for the song I'm going to put on to keep my freaky party going?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know this song?
When I start making love, I don't just make love.
I be stroking.
That's what I be doing.
I be stroking. It's Clarence Carter. Stroking.
Am I having that thing where it's like you think you know something because it's... Like, I've certainly not heard this, but I feel like I have.
You probably have. It's a fucking hilarious song.
Let me ask you something.
He just does.
What time of the day do you like to make love?
I don't want to turn him down because everything he says in this song is so funny. At one point, he imitates presumably the woman he's sleeping with, saying his name. And he's like, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter. It's so fucking great.
What she says while they're...
Yeah,
like,
while he be stroking.
First and last.
While he be stroking. It's so unapologetic. And the beat is like very good.
Mm-hmm.
So you're listening to a man like proudly talk about his sex technique.
Mm-hmm.
While also accidentally getting jiggy with it, so to speak.
Wow. I haven't heard that phrase since outside of Logan Airport.
Getting jiggy with it?
Yeah.
Oh, I never let it die.
Yeah.
You want to hit on somebody in the modern age, pre-COVID, you just say, would you like to get jiggy with me sometime?
Oh my God.
It works every time. Then you go to Dodger Stadium together and scream, we are congenital twins, and see if anyone thinks it means something. Actually, let's take a quick little break.
I'm not ready.
I be stroking.
Let me ask you something.
Let me ask you something.
I love Clarence Carter. My freaky party. Man, at that point, people are pouring fudge on the ground.
Yeah.
Just because it makes the dance floor a little more interesting.
Yeah, people are putting snow in the shower.
It's your turn. It's your turn for the song you play when you want everyone to get the fuck out.
Well, okay. If I wanted everyone to get everyone to leave, I would play Hyper Ballad by Bjork. But
oh, that song's intense. That's a journey.
Or Insensitive by Jan Arden.
Oh, I don't know that one.
It's a Canadian hit.
I got all excited. This is how bad my brain has gotten and truly expired about 3 months ago.
Oh, I haven't heard that from you.
I thought you were going to say Jane Iredale, the makeup company, and I like the recognition part of my brain lit up, and I was like, I know that! And then I realized we were talking about songs and not makeup.
Iredale Terriers.
Right, yeah. Thinking of that little box face motherfucker.
The percussion is this Iredale Terrier mutton chops getting rubbed together for that kind of Brillo dog sound.
It's so, but you
chaka
didn't.
Ya, chaka ya, chaka ya. And so the actual
but
song.
But you didn't
though,
use that one.
Well, I don't think that exactly what you're saying is right. So what we've done tonight,
what I've made you do.
The arc of these parties is not ideal right now.
Mine is.
Yours?
Mine is. People are slipping, sliding on fudge on a dance floor, disassociating. Yours, I don't know.
Yours is
a bunch
just
of tall men pretending they're roller skating gymnasium.
That was one anecdote. You don't have to be a tall man to be at my party.
Guys, I'm not talking to Chris anymore. Please turn away from me. Chris only hangs out with tall men.
No, my friends, they're like Lilliputians. Like whenever.
What was the word you just said?
Lilliputians. Gulliver's Travels. Lilliput. Remember when he goes to the Lilliput Island and they climb in his nostrils?
Like Fodors?
So it's
like TripAdvisor.
I have a complex where I believe that I'm very, very small, and then I catch a glimpse of myself in a Mazda, and I see me and my friends, and they're all up to my pelvic girdle. This next song that we're going to be playing, it says, I don't think the way that you're phrasing this is to get people out of your home. No, you can just pull the fire alarm for that. What I'm saying is, you want people to go out on a. It's very hard to end a party. My middle school, we used to play Stairway to Heaven to end every single dance, which was very sophisticated.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wait, that's like 30 years too late, though.
It had been like a tradition, and we would.
You saw Wayne's World and you were inspired.
I'm telling you, I had no, we were six, we were children. The DJs would do this. We had no power.
What is wrong with Massachusetts?
And we would, so it's like an 8-minute slow dance with somebody. So you better get your crush.
Oh my God, that couldn't be me. Andy, already taken. I'm going to have to tower over some other poor, poor person who has to smell my stinky little pits. So what does that have to do with the song you did put on here?
Mine was Elise Tarby. She was the Snoopy to my Charlie Brown in the musical.
Oh, wait. You said their full name.
That's okay.
You're going to dox your Snoopy?
I didn't give her an address.
What's your song?
I thought you said, what's her cell?
Give her number.
617.
Stop.
I don't have her number.
What's your song?
Like a Prayer by Madonna. This is to end things on a high note. And this is going to build your party up to a frenzy where everyone needs to go home.
What? I don't remember this part. Remember this part?
Yes, only because I listen to it every day.
This is where I remember hearing it.
Can we go to the really good part?
Yeah, skip ahead.
Okay. Where it gets like minor.
Yeah. Here. You got it exactly right.
Yeah. This is so freaking.
Oh my God.
Sexy.
Okay, that's too loud. That's too loud.
Wait.
The major return.
This part, right on home.
And then back to home. About this song
is when everyone's broken up with their dance partner. You know, when everyone's just like sliding into each other, like in between each other's legs.
Oh, you also have fudge on your dance floor.
Yes.
This song makes me go too hard. I always like throw something out, a knee, a toe, a back. I don't know.
Well,
I think I threw my eyes out to this song.
Yeah. It's definitely tough on the corneas. This is also a great song to get in a huge line, not a conga line.
No, a line for a churro at Disneyland.
Like up a volcano, and everyone just starts kind of falling in one by one.
You guys been to Pacaya?
No.
Outside of Antigua? No. Oh, if you had, you would know they blast this from the crater. The magma screams, ha, ha. No, just kidding. They scream, what does that lady scream with the, ha, at the very end of that song?
Can I give you another alternative?
Four songs? In this completely made up, non-formatted, casual, but very cool episode. I'll allow it.
It's really more of a song that to get invasive surgery to if you're not going to get put under.
Oh, yeah. You could give me a stent through a tiny slit in my ephemeral artery. No, thanks. I want you to go through my mouth.
I have this whenever I get blood drawn. I'm a huge risk about getting blood drawn. And when I got my mole removed and they didn't put me under.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Mm-hmm. I didn't know we were giving away juicy deets on this. Okay. That's right, folks. Chris had a mole removed. Continue. Oh, you're just gonna play it. Okay.
No, I was gonna try and play some sound cue. Can you say it again?
Okay. That's right, folks. Chris had a mole removed. Valerie, I love that song.
Yeah, the song, and this is another good wind down. It's Everything But My Pride by Counting Crew.
You have to put it on. What are you doing?
No,
blast
I thought they could go to their local libraries.
No, here, you type all vamp. Cutting Crew also sang the enormously popular I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight that starts with a series of Basenjis silently howling. Oh, that's not.
This is the wrong version. That was the Canadian cut. Okay.
This is a good song to ruin your career, too. This is a big ballad, Chris. Yeah. Oh my god, this like synth solo?
This song has been like, it's such a horse whisperer for me.
Oh, this is ScarJo in your ear?
Mm-hmm.
What's this ScarJo, is it? Yeah, it's like ScarJo. Like,
no,
12.
Robert Redford.
And Scarlett Johansson when she was like 12 years old?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. I saw that with my Aunt Donna in theaters.
Your who?
My.
One more time?
My Aunt Donna.
Uh-oh, folks. We're spoiling more than one thing tonight. That's right. Chris has an Aunt Donna. I don't know what this song is. It's just in my Spotify recently played. Oh, no, I do. It's Terrytown by Jeremucky, which was a song I found while trying to listen to Terrytown, aka the song from Breath of the Wild. That's right, folks. I do puzzles and listen to Legend of Zelda. But that bears no relevance here because that's not my last song.
What's your last song?
Well, I chose a song to The Fudge Has Gone Too Far. You accidentally did the splits and your groin really, really hurts. And you need everyone to go so you can cry. That's how every party ends for me personally.
Your party being a bunch of mirrors up in your house. And I don't...
Why? Because I'm vain?
No.
Wow, spoiler. I love me.
I don't think there's other people.
Oh.
I think it's 1,000 yous.
Okay, wait. I have one more cue for that. Okay, so I'm going to need you to say that again.
Okay.
Can you hear me typing? Ooh, don't listen.
Yeah, I see your party being in like a room with a ton of just full length. What are you 5'1" or something? Yeah, you're like 5'1" mirrors, and so
why?
It's,
because
you're the only one there.
Okay. This is me alone. This is the sound of me alone with no friends, because Chris thinks I have no one. Song for my party. No, it's not. Oh, thank you so much.
You're eating nutritional yeast with your hands?
Well, that's just a casual Wednesday night in my apartment.
All right.
I'm playing you instead.
Okay.
The song that I put on to let everyone know, hey, the drugs have worn off. I'd like to go to bed now.
Oh, yeah.
On Melancholy Hill by the Gorillaz.
This song is warms my right? blood. Gorillaz?
The Gorillaz.
Yes.
I don't know.
Gorillaz.
If you can say gorilla, the gorillas, it's without actually, a Diane Tord accent, you're doing it wrong.
It's technically gorilla, because the Z is capitalized. It's technically Gorilla Arizona. This song is so good.
It's a good come down song. From anything. We're not even talking about drugs. When I said drugs earlier, I meant I ate too much fudge and my head hurts. That's not a euphemism. I love fudge.
This is when the anxiety finally leaves your body through your ears.
Like a tea kettle?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys also hear that all the time?
What?
The song, I've talked about it on a bonus episode before.
What did you say? What was the sound you made for the tea kettle? that must be a West Coast thing. On East Coast, you know how in different cultures it's different sound. You know, in different cultures it's like different sounds.
Yeah.
You think it's he? For on the East Coast, it's chom 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 chom.
Noam Chomsky. Noam Chomsky.
Chomsky. It's yai yai yai. You know how like in in Greece it's like they think that frogs say welcome aboard instead of gribbit.
Wait. Did you just expose that
it's ribbit. Sorry, it's not gribbit. I thought it was gribbit until my 31st birthday. I thought frogs said gribbit.
So you're dragging Greece.
You know.
And meanwhile, your Massachusetts ass thinks it's gribbit. I gotta go.
You know what I would just remind myself of is when bird watchers make up like frenetic things.
Oh, yeah. Like, they're like, the shallow-headed woodpecker makes a distinct gree-hee-hee, gree-hee-hee.
It sounds like grandpa needs a new home.
The funiculated blue jay can be recognized from its distinctive call, yahoo!
Which sounds a lot like a niece is not a friend. A niece is not a friend. All right, we got to get out of here.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I apologize for nothing. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back to main format in 2 weeks. If you didn't like this, keep it to yourself. If you did, be sure to tweet at me, Punch Up the Jam, or Meow, or Chris Fleming, because I guess that's also me now.
Keep those corrective lenses on when you're driving if you need them, folks.
Okay, that was
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hey!
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
That was a HeadGum podcast.